Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, we will discuss this morning the quality of determination and steadiness, which is a quality that will we will look at throughout the day again and again in the different seminars, I guess. We will look at it from various perspectives. When this retreat was organized by, I believe, Raj was there, at least he was in contact with me. He asked what for some advice, and I was very busy at that time. And I said, I do like your concept to dedicate each day to an important quality that we can imbibe in our lives. We can take it with us after the retreat and practice a little with it. And I said, for further advice on the pastimes with which you wish to illustrate these qualities, it's good if you contact Sutapa, who wrote a very nice summary on Chaitanya Leela. But I very much appreciated this idea of dedicating a day in our lives to understanding an important Vaishnava quality in a deeper way. Therefore, I would like to again request you really to listen attentively, even make notes during the day. For instance, yesterday when we looked at respect from various angles, I was there in Naveen Krishna Prabhu's class when he gave seven almost compelling reasons to enter the culture of respect, even for a very great beginner. You know, yet this increasing levels start with laziness and fear. It's good when you listen to such presentations that you see how they apply to your life, how you could move the next step further. See, what is so important is that this retreat should be empowering for you, but it only is so if you also do the homework or the active listening, where you imbibe or really integrate some of these qualities in your life and think about it. Yesterday, for instance, for me, this presentation, or let us say this quality of respect became again very prominent, and I thought a lot about it throughout the day. And today I'm looking forward to hear more about determination and steadiness in various presentations where I'm able to participate, and then, yes, imbibe them in my life. And I encourage you to do the same. listen with the idea, maybe I get a hint somewhere so that I can apply it and then move on. Good. I'm still waiting for the nectar of instruction. Maybe it has arrived in digital form. Yes. I will require the verse. You have. Thank you very much. And to turn the page, I go there. Okay. It's easy to... Yes, that's very good. Let us offer our obeisances collectively to Srila Prabhupada. Because, you see, yesterday we learned this, so immediately we should apply it. Don't wait with the application, just do it immediately, otherwise you might never do it. That's what I have learned. You hear something and then, bang, the next minute you apply it, and then you have a chance to become not a Krishna conscious sink, you know, where water comes in and then whoop goes out. You have to when you want water in a sink, you have to put whoop, a little thing like this, a stopper or whatever it's called, into the sink. So when information comes to you, put a stopper so that it just doesn't go in one ear and out the other. And that's to reflect about it first. What could it mean for you? And then immediately apply it. So now the obeisances. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvesesa Sunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. There is a verse in the Nectar of Instruction where Rupa Goswami interestingly copies he takes the principles which we will also find in the Yoga Sutras. These are principles which bring success in any endeavor. He speaks of enthusiasm, nishayat, it is confidence, or sometimes it is translated as determination, and daryat means by patience. It can also mean a steady endeavor. So these qualities are very, very favorable for any activity to be successful. The famous management guru, Peter Drucker, I only know how to pronounce it in German language. Drucker seems to be a German language, a German name. He said these qualities, utsaha, No, he didn't use a Sanskrit word. I think he had got a nectar of instruction. Enthusiasm, and then determination, and then being also patient. Don't give up. Remain steady at the task. This is what brings success in also the secular activities of business life. So let me see. Ganesh, but I'm notoriously unable to use these modern advices. I've done something which has brought me into troubled waters. Please save me here. I need the purport of this, and I don't know. No, this is the next verse. Yeah. Oh, is it the third? Yeah, and now I need to... you know everything. I was going here. Prabhupada says, bhakti is a sort of cultivation. As soon as we say cultivation, we must refer to an activity. So these principles have to apply to our activity in devotional service, my dear devotees. You must be enthusiastic. Without enthusiasm, one cannot be successful. Even in the material world, one has to be very enthusiastic. And then the next is nishchayat. You must be able to be determined in what you do, and steady, so that you can push through the obstacles, because the material world, by its very nature, will impose obstacles on your path. This is sure. You're working in an atmosphere which is an atmosphere of obstacles. In the spiritual world, we hear, thank you so much. In the spiritual world, we hear, you just want something and then it becomes immediately successful. But in the material world, when you want something, the world laughs at you often and says, no, there are these obstacles in your way. The material world is like this, and therefore do not expect a smooth sailing even in when it comes to Krishna conscious activities. I believe very much that in order to be determined and to be patient or steady in your activities, you need to work on your faith. And that is why it is so absolutely important in your spiritual life. If you want to have this quality of determination and steady endeavor, you must work on your faith. It is said that determination and steadiness are qualities which require some inner strength. From where does this inner strength come, my dear devotees? We know from which factors outer strength comes. It's from good nourishment and from regular exercise. You build up strength. But how do you get the inner strength to push forward even in the face of obstacles? The answer is found in a very interesting commentary by Vyasadeva, where he describes that virya, or inner strength, is the immediate outcome of faith, of shraddha. Shraddha, in other words, of faith, will lead you to virya, to inner strength. Now, I do remember once there was a GBC meeting where Prabhupada partook. He wanted to train his GBC men, And he was interrupting the meeting, which was on organizational matters, and say and asked, "So, do you have faith that Krishna is God?" And you know, when Prabhupada would ask these very fundamental questions, only the new devotees would pipe up and give a quick answer, because they knew Prabhupada was onto something. So on this, this is how I read it by one eyewitness who participated in this meeting. When he said, when Prabhupada said, "Do you believe in Krishna? Do you have faith in Krishna?" No one wanted to answer. And Prabhupada said, "I have faith, and therefore I push on even in this old age." It is clear what he said. A strong faith gives you a strong inner resilience. That strong faith, my dear devotees, will give rise to an inner strength which is just amazing. A faithful person cannot be thwarted, whereas a person who is just in the beginning stages of his faith can easily lose his direction in mind be weak, so that he is, distracted very quickly. So, if you want to become strong, read Srila Prabhupada's books. Make it a default habit, something I learned this word yesterday, default, which you practice by default. It means something which you automatically resort to, or take refuge or go to, and so on. You have to practice this a little so that you cannot be satisfied without reading spiritual literature in a day. And that will give rise to faith. Prabhupada would always tell us he wrote these books because he wanted to increase our faith. And therefore we should read them. Once he wrote to us a letter in Germany. He said, "Are you reading the books? If you don't read, soon there will be no more Haribol, Haribol. The inner strength will leave you. It will not be there." We in Pandavasenas believe in optimistic statements. We will say, "How did you like it, guys?" And we will say, "It was good, no?" And everyone will say, "Good, good, good, yes, it was good." We will use words like incredible, amazing, you can do it, you know, a life less ordinary. These are all very positive statements which arise the positivity in us and make us more determined to look in a positive way at the world. It is good if it's seen in this way. From where will you get the strength to remain so positive and upbeat and above and beyond and everything? It must come from inner strength, my dear devotees. Very important point. Now, this inner strength, which is the result of deep abiding faith, is very, very nicely demonstrated by Srila Haridas Thakur. It's very interesting to study a little bit the life of Haridas Thakur with this perspective. First of all, you must know that he most properly holds one of the most important positions in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. This is the reason why. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in order to give the suffering souls of Kali Yuga a doable and relatable path of spiritual attaining spiritual perfection, which ultimately means to return home back to Godhead and become his associate, the Lord's associate. So in order to do this, he had to give an upaya. Upaya means a means of elevation. It's almost like in order to go back to England, we will require an airplane or a car or some means which brings us there. So to go to Krishna, the means is important. This single most means, which he stressed over all other means, is the chanting of the holy name. Traditionally, there are 9 processes of devotional service, which in our Chaitanya Bhakti, there were out of them 5 were highlighted. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said one is sufficient, and that is chanting the holy name. And so in order to show how just by chanting all perfections can be achieved, he needed a practical example, someone who was an acharya, that is, who taught by his own example, so that people believed and could see it. And this Namacharya, the great teacher of the holy name, was picked from a very unlikely social background. Haridas Thakur, who became the general of the preaching movement, so to say, under Mahaprabhu, was coming from a Muslim background. Now, in the society at that time, these people were dreaded, they were feared, they were certainly not met with respect, but with the greatest of trepidation. Because they were invaders and they ruled the country by exerting a lot of force and coercion. But Lord Chaitanya picked him, although in the society's opinion he had taken birth in a low-class family. He did this to prove that bhakti is beyond all categories and the Yuga Dharma is accessible to all, even to people from London, which are considered by that standard of the smarter brahmanas outcasts. You know, we don't stand very high in the Vedic society. But bhakti immediately lifts us above and beyond. Look at an example of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was born in the family of demons, but he became the greatest of devotees. Look at Hanuman. Hanuman, by the standards of zoology, is an animal, a monkey at that. But he became the first and foremost servant of Lord Ram due to his exemplary bhakti. Sorry. Ah, Krishna. Old age is also there. Don't look at me, it's a very painful. Bhakti turns everything around. In Vedic civilization, the women have to absolutely follow their husbands. But the Yajñapatis, the wives of the exalted Brahmanas left, thank you, defied the orders of their husbands to stay at home. They took the food which was meant to be offered to the devatas, put them, this foods on his head, on their head, and then went right to Krishna in the forest. When their husbands and the elders of the village community came and wanted to stop them, these women shouted at them and said, "You have no right to stop us. We go to Krishna. You don't owe us." My God, this is a statement by a woman to say to the husband, which is problematic. Especially in Vedic civilization. However, because of their bhakti to Krishna, they are celebrated as higher devotees as their husbands, as more exalted, and they are worshipped for that. Because bhakti turns everything around. If you have bhakti or devotion in your heart, your birth doesn't count, your body doesn't count, and your social status, like the Yagyapatis, the wives of the Brahmanas, are not at all important. So Haridas, although he was from this despicable background, from the perspective of the Hindu culture of that time, was picked as the great teacher of the holy name, so that we could learn bhakti is above everything. A bhakta is very nice. So therefore Vrindavan Das Thakur says the devatas, the most pure beings who never sweat in opposition to us who are sitting and sweating and sneezing, wanted to touch him. Mother Ganga wanted that Haridas immerses his body in her waves to purify him. Now, to show the greatness of Haridas Thakur, the Lord devised a test for him. It is said that rich men sometimes put their gold into fire in order to show their the exalted qualities of this gold. You know, when you put very good gold into fire, it develops a reddish aura, a reddish shine, so to say, and you can see, wow, this gold is the best gold. So in order to show that his devotees are exalted, Krishna sometimes devises a fire test, as he did in relationship to the gopis when he disappeared from Vrindavan, but the gopis still continue to love him with all their hearts. They did not separate or did not reduce their love out of disappointment. No, no. So Haridas was put in this test so that his exalted qualities of determination was shining forth. This was maybe a little hidden, but when this fire test was applied, whoo, just like the gold which develops a red shine, Haridas Thakur's qualities were shining forth. This, by the way, my dear devotees, because I want to talk in a way relevant to us, is also what happens to all of us. Some tests are there on the way. His Holiness Indradumna Maharaj told me something which was for me very important to understand. He said, he talked of a day in Paris when he, as the Sankirtan leader, went with a group of brahmacharis out to sing in the streets of Paris. Now this was a particular memorable and difficult day. The devotees were already in the van and they left the place where our temple was, that was a suburb of Paris, Fontainebleau, I remember. He wanted to drive through the highway into the town. But then, on the midst of the highway, the car, the engine stutters. And they find out they didn't put enough petrol in the car. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Do you know what this is? It's so embarrassing. You have to drive to the right side of the highway, then you have to take some plastic container, canister, and try to stop a car. Now on the highway, everyone is in a hurry and never stops. Most probably this will end up, you have to walk towards the next petrol station and get some petrol. So they had to do this. They got some petrol. Finally, they continued. Then they filled up the car with petrol in the petrol station. But when they had just left it, a few kilometers after the petrol station, the tire had a puncture. Ah, it's one of these things. Then finally, they had taken care of this with the help of the... there are some companies who you can phone. Much too late, they came to Paris when it started to rain so heavily that it was very difficult to do kirtan. But our Maharaj decided, let us go to a rain sheltered place, and then they did kirtan. Now when they were just starting kirtan, one of these French ladies came, and she went right before Indradumna Maharaj, who was playing Medanga. And in order to offend him severely, she closed her ears and stretched out her French tongue in his direction. I will not do it, but you can imagine, like this, and then the tongue out. It was so such, and she wouldn't move. He would dance, try to. She would follow him in order to mock him, and this is quite discouraging. You try to make an enthusiastic kirtan after all these calamities happened, and then because how does it look to the people? You want to inspire the people if there is I don't know, such a person always pursuing you. So he came. They came back in the evening, and Prabhupada called him up into his room as if he knew. And he said, so, he would say always, so, how was Sankirtan? And Indradumna Maharaj at the beginning didn't know if he should tell all the details, but Prabhupada wanted to know. That you must know, Prabhupada was extremely personal, and he went into the smallest details of things. So then Indradumna Maharaj told him his story of frustration. And when he had come to that lady and wanted to explain the lady thing, Prabhupada took his fist like this, just better I don't do it, otherwise my fist will be destroyed. So he went like bang on the table, boom, the glasses really went whoop. And he said, who ever said it would be easy? I've written this down. His exact words were, when did I ever say preaching is easy? Look at Haridas Thakur. At other times, and you will find that in Vishakha's book, 11 years and 5 months, a story of unexpected love, I believe it's some. Also, there's an Prabhupada comes to the Calcutta temple, and there is somehow disunity amongst devotees, many external disturbances. And Prabhupada, at that occasion, also said, "It was not easy for me." And he described a little bit what he had to go through, you know, on the boat. He suffered from a heart attack, and so on. So, my dear devotees, when you go through a test, don't pain. As you go through it, you will feel Krishna's presence as he helps you. And as you come out of the test, you will see that you have advanced significantly in your Krishna consciousness. Tests are meant to make you strong. And Krishna will never give you a test which is overwhelming in its difficulty. He will give you a test just tailored to your level of determination and steadiness. So the example of Haridas is, of course, very, very heavy. It won't happen to us. You know, Haridas was reported to the king by the high priest. At that time, that high priest had also a managerial position. And he said, and the king asked Haridas, please, you are a proper Muslim. Stop chanting and follow your natural path. Why adopt the path of someone else? So just see Haridas's faith here. Remember, faith is the strength of what? Virya. Virya, our Brahmachari Maharaj is saying. Virya, inner strength, which you need to be to make a determined and steady effort. He said, he laughed at what the king said. Not disrespectful, just highly amused. How wonderful is the illusory energy of the Lord. And then he said, please listen to me. The Supreme Lord of all is one. The Hindus call him Krishna. The Muslims call him Allah. But he is the same. And this Lord sits in the heart of everyone and induces everyone to worship him in a particular way. This Lord accepts the devotion of everyone. But if anyone should be envious towards any one of his children, the Lord retaliates. It's an amazing statement, my dear devotees. If anyone should be envious on any of his children as they appear in different religious approaches, then the Lord is not satisfied. The word which Vrindavan Das Thakur uses, he retaliates. The king was incensed when he heard this, and he gave Haridas the most heavy punishment which was given at that time, that is, Haridas would be flocked through 22 marketplaces. What that means is the victim of such a punishment would be brought out in the public, and then his tormentors would take out canes and would beat him on his back. Such a one single beat of this, I have studied this with some detail. One heavy beating. There are two ways of beating. One is the mild beating, where you go like this. You can't move the leverage of your full arm. But if you take the full arm and you get a lot of leverage and beat on someone, his skin will come up from the back. And if this is done publicly, not in one place, but in 22 places, the victim is dead. There is no other. It's a very painful death. It is not so quick. It's excruciatingly painful. And when Haridas Thakur was brought out, the canes were crashing down onto his soft skin. The good people of the places threw themselves between him and his tormentors. They grabbed the feet and said, "I will marry my daughter to you. Stop this. I will give my life for you. Take me instead. Save the sadhu. This is not to be done." But the tormentors continued. I don't want to go into the detail because it's too painful for us to hear. But into further detail. This is enough. Haridas Thakur survived and later met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why did you pray when you were flogged for the people who tormented you? You said, "My Lord, don't retaliate. Do not punish my tormentors." Why did you do this? Haridas Thakur said, "They are also your servants. Everyone is your servant." Said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "I wanted to come from Vaikuntha with my chakra, but you forbade me. Look what you did." Then he turned around to Haridas and showed his golden body, and at the back there were the streaks or the marks of the canes of his tormentor. "I had to take up your pain. I had to take up the lashings and floggings," said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with love in his voice. Haridas Thakur then fainted. When he came up, the Lord looked at him with so much compassion. "Do you know what Haridas Thakur's famous sentence is just before he was brought out for flogging?" He knew what expected him. The beatings are like cutting a bag with a knife. He said, "You may cut my body in 1,000 pieces, 1,000, but I will still continue to chant. It is my nature to chant. It's the nature of the soul to chant." And this is what he proved: determination and steadiness. "My dear devotees, I have now a point which will make you swallow dry." What is this? To swallow dry is something when no food comes into your mouth, which you need to swallow. It's an information which comes, and when you swallow an information, it's dry. There's no saliva or something helping you. Steadiness and determination in Kali Yuga must be applied to your chanting of your rounds. This chanting of the holy names is the most important sadhana in Kali Yuga. It's the most important practice. To chant without offenses is the most important order of the spiritual master. Once you become steady or determined and steady here, you will become determined and steady everywhere else, because you will increase your faith by acts of faith. Krishna is identical with the holy name. If you want to meet him, chant. This is at the beginning of faith. You do it out of faith. No? You have heard it in the scriptures. But as you do it, my dear devotees, as you invest in this statement, Krishna is his holy name, then you will see how your inner strength develops in amazing ways, in amazing ways, and you will be strong and determined and steady wherever it is where you go. Start in one place, the most important place. Start your build up your determination and steadiness muscle in relationship to Krishna in this most important form as the holy name. This is our very humble suggestion for you, and you will see obstacles will flee from your path. That is the experience of all chanters who dedicate their lives to chanting and spreading the chanting. Obstacles just disappear and miracles happen, my dear devotee. Miracles beyond your boldest imagination. Hare Krishna. What do you think? You are looking at me, and I am looking at you. Virya, inner strength, the strength for determined and steady activity, has to come from faith. From faith in the tenets, is it called the tenets? Tenets? It's an unknown word into the content of Krishna consciousness, the exalted points. This is called, my dear devotees, it's called Alokika Shraddha. Lokika Shraddha is to have faith in this, in things of this world, for instance. We have faith in an airline that it brings us to our destination. Therefore, we purchase a ticket and we are not afraid to enter this the airplanes and fly in a roof, a few thousand meters above the ground. That's an act of faith, you know. Every time I enter an airplane, it's the moment when we leave the earth, I always pray, Krishna, may you save everyone in this airplane, that they arrive safely. And me also, please. Because it's the most dangerous part of the airplane is when it leaves, that's the most dangerous moment, and when it lands. So I also pray when we land, stopping everything. And I've invested my faith in the airline, and I hope it's not not destroyed. So faith, this is faith in worldly things, which we do all the time. But here we are asked to invest our faith in alokika things, in things which are beyond the world, above and beyond the logic of the world. And that can only be done when you read the scriptures every day and when you chant the holy name every day. Then you will have an inner strength, my dear devotees. Everyone will worship you because of this. They will think, what are you doing? I'm reading and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam. I'm not so special. But these things are, you know, the holy scriptures and the holy name is very, very powerful. And it gives you the strength. Good. Now, I must see with the time. I'm already hot, like yesterday. Yesterday I also stopped 10 minutes and 30 seconds after 9. Again, at least on my wristwatch. Where is our Mr. Enthusiasm? Maybe, yeah. No, Mr. Enthusiasm has said a little bit, one question. So, what do you think? I want to hear. I don't want to cut without hearing you. Some older devotees, please say something about determination and steadiness. Some observation. Smita Krishna Maharaj.
It's my contribution, yeah, taking it serious as to having gone the easy pace, but taking it more to get me a resolution, steadiness.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Thank you. thank you. Naveen Krishna Prabhu is here also.
I remember you giving a class once where you said that when you were chanting, I mean, there was a period of time where you felt like it was a desert, but then you kind of intensely prayed for some kind of sign or some indication. So the enthusiasm and determination sometimes wanes when there's a gap and the patience runs out, or we're not seeing that there's some kind of response. At what point, or how does one deal with that in terms of the dynamic between trying to maintain enthusiasm and determination, but at the same time wanting to call out to Krishna for some kind of indication that we are endeavoring the right way and Krishna is reciprocating with that, as opposed to just being patient for Krishna's reciprocation?
Krishna. Very nice question. We want an indication as opposed to just faithfully going on without any sign of. Yeah, this is a very. I believe the most difficult part of the conditioned soul is to deal with the silence of God. That I'm trying, I'm calling out, I'm giving my best. Do you care? Do you notice? Is it important? Can you notice? This is something which all devotees arrive at, and especially it comes when one moves forward in his bhakti, then this question will come. It will come also to older devotees very, very much. It can also come, this question, when there is a near and dear one and something unexpected and quite dramatic happens. I remember I was giving a retreat in Govardhan, and there was a whole taxi, you know, this, you know, how the three-wheeler? A rickshaw, yeah, motor rickshaw, packed with devotees who wanted to come to a lecture which I was giving there, and the motor rickshaw, auto rickshaw you call it, collided with a jeep, the devotees were, one devotee died immediately, and I saw the other two devotees, they had severe injuries, and they were floating between life and death. At that time I was thinking for a moment, my Lord, what do you say about this? You are the Lord and Master of everyone, and it is not outside of your control. So I remember this question came, and there was silence from the other side. Yes. It's very difficult to deal with the silence of the Lord. A month ago, I could solve this for myself, and I hope it will be of importance to you to hear my answer. Somehow I don't know Naveen Krishna. In my spirituality and my understanding of Krishna consciousness, I'm praying to the Lord regularly. And I'm thinking the Lord is arranging and responding. Or when I open a book, I often find an answer, and I'm not shy. I say, this is the Lord has helped to find this answer. So, but still, I had also this general question, and then somehow it was solved to me because I understood that Krishna may be silent, but he accompanies us. He's right next to us at our side and gives us the strength to go through it. And as I thinking about it, I remembered when I spoke to the devotees who were also in that auto rickshaw, which was bound to come to Govardhan to listen to that presentation, and who saw the devotee dying before their eyes when there was this accident. I remembered how the devotee said, Maharaj, the strange thing is, we can now understand that this was wonderful, because it says that anyone who dies in Vrindavan goes back home, back to Godhead immediately. So this devotee who died had the most wonderful destination. And we also understood that anyone who suffers injury in Vrindavan, like we did, the devotee said, he is removed, all the karma is removed from him. And we feel it. Our life is so light, it's so poof, so ecstatic since that time. We don't recognize ourselves any longer. A big black cloud has been removed by this. So I think we only see it as the silence of God, where he doesn't give a sign or a clear indication and so on. But the Lord is present with us, arranging things for our benefit, which we will see in due course of time. Yes, it's nice to have a sign. And by the way, if you want to have signs, the Lord speaks often through the revealed scriptures. I think we all have seen that when we read the Bhagavad Gita or the Bhagavatam, all of a sudden something clicks and we understand, wow, this was the Lord's lips moved in the book, and he spoke to me. He came out of the book. I hope I've understood your question and answered it to the point. Good. Thank you. He is there, silently walking through you, in a way carrying you or supporting you to go through there. But he's not in the way talkative in which you expected. He does this through devotees, through scriptures. But one day he will talk to you. Don't worry. Prabhupada said this. And I have seen this in the law. I really know. I will end now with this. I'm sorry, I'm getting enthusiastic, but I will end now. I know we have to come to the end. I was in London, my dear devotees. We had this Vaishnava training and education, which had been started by Akhandati Prabhu. There was Rasamandala and many Swamis, Krishna Chaitra Maharaj, Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj, really many, many leaders from all over Europe mostly. And we wanted to see how we can train the devotees in Krishna consciousness through educational programs. And Burijan Prabhu came, many were there in these times. It was very nice. From it, many initiatives started in our movement. And so I was participating in the meetings. Then I went every morning to the Mangal Arati. Then in the noontime, I was invited by devotees and had lunch engagement. Lunch engagement for a person like me means you have to talk to your hosts. And then in the evening, because I was a little crazy and enthusiastic, I did this late night preaching programs with Kripa Maya Prabhu, and we had festivals here and there. And, the whole day meetings, then rising very early, then in the preaching in the noontime, the preaching till late at night, it just broke me. One morning I woke up, I was in the Sankirtan house, and I heard the alarm clock, and everything in me screamed back, no. This is not the life I wanted to lead. I'm breaking into pieces. Soon you can throw me on the garbage pile of the Bhaktivedanta Manor. This is not. And at that time, I will never forget this. I heard very clearly, three times in my heart, balance, balance, balance. Now for anyone of you, it sounds normal. For me, this was a direct intervention of the Supreme Lord Paramatma. I was I slept. I did not go to Mangal Aarti. And then I cancelled the lunch engagements, and most of the evening, the night preaching programs, because the Lord had spoken, balance your life, don't live like this. So the Lord speaks to devotees if they're willing to hear. Hare Krishna. Let us end here. I learned the name Omang means enthusiasm. Omang, isn't it? Yeah. So Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Have a determined and steady day. Hare Bol.